Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Diva of Duels weekly Blog Talk Radio podcast, where we talk all things Days of Our Lives and sometimes General Hospital. And I'd like to welcome you all here tonight. And been somewhat of a short week for Dave since we didn't have an episode on Wednesday, but I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about and plenty to bash the show about certain things. But anyway, you can find the Diva of Duel at on Twitter at Diva of Duel, and there's also a couple of Facebook pages. And Carrie's actually calling in. Carrie, you're here.
Hi, everybody.
And this is Anna, and Mary Ann's going to be joining us here in a little bit. Everybody's kind of on the holiday schedule still, so it's a little crazy, but you can also find us on iTunes. We have an iTunes page where you can find all of the past podcasts and interviews, and we do have a surprise interview coming up this Friday, and we're not going to specifically say who yet. But mark your calendars for this Friday, January 10th, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern time, and it should be a blast, a fan favorite and certainly a Diva of Duel favorite, and so we'll have more information on that soon, but just wanted to put that out there, and hope everybody's had a happy new year. Carrie, I know you're not going to be able to be here the full time. Is there anything you want to kick it off with? Anything in particular you want to talk about?
Sure. I encourage everybody to go to the blog, DaveOfDuel.com. We have two videos you have to watch.
Yes.
And when I saw the one, I texted Anna immediately, you got to watch this video. Jen Lilly, who plays Teresa, and Murda Scott Lynn, who plays Anne Mubarak, did just an absolutely hilarious Days of Our Lives rap, mentioning almost all the characters on the show and kind of making fun of a few characters, like insinuating Jennifer's on drugs and into the sexy back. They did a little skit on Brady Black, and it's just hilarious. And Allison Sweeney is involved too, and it just that they took so much time in writing the lyrics and dancing, and they made sure they gave shout-outs to the makeup department and the camera people and the editors and everything and the writers, and mentioned winning the Emmy. And it was just hilarious. I watched it three times. So if you haven't seen it, you really have to see it. But you will want to share it and share it with everybody. And I put it on Twitter. I didn't get a response, so I'm very disappointed. I told Daytime Emmy Awards their Twitter handle, they need to hire Jen and Meredith for co-hosting the Emmys this year.
Oh, they would be great.
Oh, yeah. I think it'd be like a Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, you know. And so you have
probably
to
better.
Yep, that's true. Yep, I don't even really watch whatever it is, People's Choice, whatever they're doing now. Yeah, I don't even watch that stuff. But, yeah, you guys have to see it. They're so funny. And watching it, too, you hope. I mean, Meredith is hilarious. I did a 10-minute interview with her, and our girls who did the Day of Days, they met her. She's so funny, and I hope they let Meredith be funny in the future. Just having a stick up her ass all the time. hopefully that gives some ideas. Hopefully, they even made fun in the song that Anne hasn't had sex yet, so... everybody should check out the video. And the second one I'm going to bring up is the promo for this week, because we were all wondering, why is E.T. and Abby having all these scenes together? And it looks like they kind of get naked together this week. So I know everybody's kind of talking about that on the message boards and stuff. So it's right there on the blog.
I hear the Abby fans are not too happy right now.
No. I mean, I don't blame them either, but
I don't either. I mean, I'm not happy about it either. I mean, but I haven't really been on Twitter much. Just I did hear that NBC was getting a lot of not so happy feedback. Which I have to say, I mean, for a long time I was on the fence. I liked Ijamia, I liked Lumi, I liked, you know. But I have to say, they argue better than – Ijamia argues better than anyone. I mean, their scenes are so entertaining. They, you know, even when they're fighting, they're entertaining. So I can appreciate that. I can see why fans would be upset about it.
Yeah, but as a person who just Billy's not shipping a couple. Okay, I like Jamie for certain reasons. I like Lumi for certain reasons. Really liked Ejoli too. I think I liked all of EJ's pairings. I liked Ejate too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Kate. I'm right there with you. Kate and EJ and Kate were hot. Yeah, they were fun. Yep. But the only one I didn't like was EJ and Taylor. Oh, my gosh. Was that bad with both actresses? Whew, that was bad.
Yes.
But.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one I really didn't like. And I have to say, though, with Sammy, I liked her. Pretty much everybody. Brandon. Actually, I never liked Sammy and Austin. I have to say, I always thought that Austin was kind of settling for her whenever, you know, Carrie was around. And Abby, though, I kind of didn't like any of her pairings. So, but just as a show, I'm looking forward to it. It's really going to shake things up.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully it'll,
something is
going to
shake things up.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that it is going to bring more out of the character of Abby, and she'll stop being so sanctimonious and, you know, stop calling other people sluts and everything else. And, you know, this, in a way, I think you know why EJ's kind of doing it. It has to do with Sammy and Nick's murder and all that. But, you know, Abby's just doing it for Abby. You know what I mean? Which I don't blame her.
Yeah, can't blame a girl for that.
Can't blame a girl for that. But, you know, when she's calling everybody else a slut, then, you know, she's, you know, going for it with EJ. Then, you know,
well,
she needs to stop calling other people sluts.
Up.
Oh, did you get to see either of the videos yet?
Well, of course not.
Well,
I had to watch my Chiefs this afternoon in a heartbreaking loss, a last-minute loss to the Indianapolis Colts, 45-44. And I realized after I watched that and was doing some reading afterwards that I actually witnessed and was rooting for the losing team of the two worst comeback losses, if you will, in NFL playoff history. The Houston, I was at a sports bar watching the Houston Oilers lose a 38-3 lead. I think they ended up 41-38 loss in the playoffs in 1993. And I just witnessed my Chiefs doing virtually the same thing. So, yeah, I'm a bit in mourning right now. I'm not real happy. anyway, so, yeah. So, yeah, but I'm still dealing with that loss. But anyway, it was a good season, though. We had fun, so.
Mm-hmm.
So, trying to shake it up.
As a Steelers fan who got screwed over with the Chiefs-Chargers game last week, when the Chiefs completely blew it against the Chargers, too. Yeah, not really a happy camper about that one, either. So I was kind of glad the Chiefs lost after what happened last week. But part of that problem, though, too, was the referees blowing a call, too, with the last-second field goal. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this would piss me up.
Yeah, so I'm in a funk at the moment. So, anyway. But,
It cracks me up because the NFL fined Mike Tomlin $100,000 and took away Steelers' draft pick because he accidentally was on the field during a kickoff return. But the refs blow a call that cost the Steelers a playoff game. And it's like, oops, sorry, my bad. It's like, really, can we at least get our money back and our draft pick back since we got screwed? So, whatever, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
What do you
So we talk about Dave's General Hospital and the NFL.
Oh yeah.
So I'm trying to shake it off, but it hurt a little bit. We had five players that were injured and knocked out of the game throughout the game, and one of the top players in the NFL, period, much less on our team, was knocked out in the first drive for the entire game. So, yeah, it was not the way we wanted the season to end. So, yeah.
Right.
But it was a fun season, I have to admit. Nobody expected them to do as well as they did. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
It is what it is. But, yeah, so anyway. So, yeah, so I need to watch those videos because I've heard from a variety of people now that they're really funny. So, and I really enjoy that Anne character. I love how she hates Jennifer. It cracks me up.
Mm-hmm.
I love that part. So, yeah. But anything else stand out to you this week that you want to talk about? What did you think of the Eric Nicole? I know you like the Eric Nicole story and everything. What do you think about those scenes so far this week?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised Eric just put it out there to Father Matt. I was like, oh, yeah, I have romantic feelings for Nicole. I was like,
did that happen on Friday? Because, of course, I haven't seen Friday yet.
Maybe that was Friday. Yeah, it was Friday. It was just like, you kind of wonder when that happened. And then he's like, don't worry about it. She's moved on with someone else. Because he actually is buying the story that she's with Daniel.
Well, I saw him with those puppy dog eyes while Nicole was trying to help Daniel after the fight. She was,
mm-hmm.
And he looks over and Eric sees the two of them, and you could just tell he wanted to cry, you know.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? He always, though, acted jealous of Nicole. Like, Eric was pretty furious about the whole Vargas thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
It was, so, you know, maybe this crush has been going on longer than we thought. But, you know, I'm just kind of surprised he kind of just threw it out there. But then Father Matt's like, well, maybe you're running towards Nicole because you're not going to be might not be a priest anymore. You know what I mean? So, and then after the meeting, he goes back to Nicole's office, and Nicole and Daniel have their backs towards him, and they're sort of hugging in a way. But the thing is, too, I have to say, Nicole and Daniel were kind of cute, too.
I find myself kind of wanting them to get together.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't that be super awesome if we have two men fighting over Nicole? Like,
that would be great.
That
instead of her being the one, groveling and, you know, conspiring to get with one of them, it would be nice if two of them were going after her.
Yeah, you know, and she's not taking a pregnancy. She's not switching babies. She's not blaming a miscarriage on another person.
Exactly. She was putting that Band-Aid, one of Parker's Band-Aids on his face, on his forehead. That was so cute. And she kind of kissed him on the cheek, and I was just like, aww. I don't know. I remember making fun of people when they liked them when they first got together, but that was because it was just like nasty scrump sessions, you know? I mean, they weren't in a relationship. They didn't really, you know, I don't know. But now I just love their relationship. I love their friendship, and I love that they always have each other's back and everything, and I kind of like the way they're going about it this time. Of course, I still would love to see Eric and Nicole as well, but, and poor Brady with his skipping out on the AA meeting to go get some more cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I guess I knew it couldn't be that easy when they had the intervention and he was crying and everything. I guess it was too quick to, I guess that was just too easy, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to give a lot of credit to Eric Marksoff and the makeup department. He does look like hell.
Yeah, he really does.
And that has to be hard to do. He's a pretty good-looking guy. Yeah, so. And the thing is, too, it kind of makes you wonder, how did Maggie not notice anything? I mean, I know she's living with Jennifer and everything, you know, and just was back in. But that kind of drives me nuts about Maggie, that she's so fixated on Jennifer and Daniel that she ignores Brady. She ignored Nick. And she's not really involved with Will either, and just seems like she's not able to help anymore. It seems like she only cares about Daniel and his love life and her niece and kind of ignoring everybody else in her family. So I don't like that little island of Dannefer they stuck Maggie on to tell the, to put it that way.
Maggie's back now, right? Because she made up with Victor, right?
Yeah, on Christmas Eve, I think, yeah. So, good for Daniel. Of course, he has a doctor that he was able to figure it out. I think she wondered what. And Victor's completely MIA, and he still doesn't know anything that's going on.
Nicole put two and two together, too, and she referred back to that interview that they'd done where she's like, remember I told you something was off, and I was wondering what was going on. So it was kind of cool that she kind of remembered that and figured it out and everything, too, after Daniel brought it up. And I liked that Eric and Brady made up, that Brady apologized and everything. It's just a shame because he's still in his addiction mode, so he's still going to be using, So I don't know what's going to happen to make him crash and burn or what, So I wonder what's going to come down the pike for him that's going to shake him up.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they say Kristen was somewhere on an island or something? Maybe something comes up with her or something. I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised if Kristen comes back in town with the baby.
I hope she doesn't come back. It's so funny because I enjoy the show so much more, it seems like, when she's not on every day. Because there, for almost a year, on my U-verse description of the show, on AT&T, I mean, it's like almost every day had Chris started with Kristen or had Kristen in it. And I'm like, that's not, that's doing a disservice to the character to have them on almost every day. It's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It just burns them. Yeah, burns everybody out on them.
You know what that reminds me? Dead Time Royalty, they have the episode breakdowns. I'm pulling this up now. I don't think Eileen was on that much. I think she was like 2 or 3 days a week. But I swear to God, Melissa Reeves has been on. Allison Sweeney was number one.
I know. Melissa Reeves has definitely been on all the time. And it was kind of cool, though. I heard that Lauren Coslow was number 14 on that list of all time, for all time episodes.
Oh,
I thought that was really cool. Because she joined in 1996, so that includes all the people all the way back to the beginning of the show. Had some years where she hardly had a story and other years where she was more prominently, featured. She's had a pretty nice run this last year because, she had the Rafe and Kate story and, now with the Cammy stuff and everything. And I guess that's a good segue to talk about Kate. Are you pulling up something on Jason's site?
Yeah. You can go to jason47.com, but he also posts at Daytime Royalty. The year Allison Sweeney was number one with 173 episodes, Sean Christian had 165, Melissa Reeves had 161, James Scott also had 161, and Eileen was fifth with 154.
Yeah.
So she was.
Oh, I believe it.
So.
The thing of it is, I like the way. At least with EJ, he can mix with a lot of different characters. He's got different. I don't know, with him it doesn't seem like he's on, I guess it doesn't bother me that he's on a lot because, no matter who he's in scenes with, whether it's Kate or whether it's Sammy or, anybody, Stefano, I always enjoy his scenes. I don't know, I just thought it was overkill with Kristen. I just really did. I don't know, that's just me. But
I kind of thought with James Scott, though, I kind of thought he was in supporting a lot of the year, not really lead.
He didn't have as many huge story types. He's had more of a story lately, but, he wasn't necessarily featured as part of the main story, I don't think, for some of the year. He was there supporting Sammy with the jail situation and prison and all that stuff and her case and everything. He's been in a lot of different things, but he didn't have like a main story for himself some of the year. But Yeah, I don't know. With Kate, she had, she's investigating Jordan still, and she told Lucas that she's bringing in someone to work for her at Mad World that is apparently from Birmingham. And of course, Lucas connected the dots and was like, "Oh, Jordan's from Birmingham. How convenient!" You know. I wonder how that happened. But anyway, apparently she's bringing in a friend from Birmingham, where Jordan's from, supposedly. So that should be interesting. And I think didn't we hear it was Jade Harlow is the actress that's going to be playing that character? And supposedly, but we don't know how big of a story it's going to be. I think you'd heard that it wasn't going to be a real big story, but I think she's going to somehow find herself involved with Lucas, I think, is what I think we had heard. But anyway, yeah. So that would be cool. It was so nice to see Lucas this week. I love him. He's so cute. I just love him.
Yeah.
So Brian's awesome. So we got to see some Lucas this week. And of course, so Kate was like, well, you know, if it turns out that Jordan's not a bad person, then I'll just back off. And he's like, oh, yeah. Sure, you're going to back off, right? You're just going to let them walk into the sunset. And she's like, well. And then earlier in the week, it was so funny. I love these ensemble scenes with, like, as they're trying to cover the secret and all. Like, at the beginning of the week, I guess Gabby was told she needed to burn the jacket she wore when they were out in the woods and at the river with Nick. And so she's telling Sunny she's got to go burn this jacket that she killed Nick in, and she opens the closet door, and there's Will. So he heard what she said. So watching him realize as the story unfolds to him, having him process, oh, my gosh, you know, what have they done, you know, that was really fascinating, really good. And he you know, obviously was very upset at first, and then he and Sonny kind of talked it out and everything, and he understood what situation, you know, Kate and Sammy found themselves in, trying to help Gabby, and that she was trying to defend herself. Nick was attacking her and everything. So, I mean, so Will came back around, and it was really cute. He and Sonny had some great scenes this week. So Kate and Sammy and everybody were all over at Sonny and Will's apartment, just trying to do damage control as soon as they found out that Will knew.
Mm-hmm.
Those were fun scenes. And then they were cute. Like, Gabby, Ariana, and Kate ended up spending New Year's Eve together, and they had some cute scenes. And then, there were some great scenes on Thursday's episode with Sammy and Kate. And I love those scenes. For one thing, it's so funny because as much as they supposedly hate each other, they're so much alike. It's so funny. But they're sitting there talking, and, you know, Sammy's like, well, I've got to go out of town on business, so I need you to watch out for the Gabby and the boys and make sure they all stay in line and don't spill anything and blah, blah, blah. And Kate's like, oh, you're going out of town. Does EJ know? And she starts, like, poking at her. And basically gets her to admit, Kate was like, well, you do know that you should have never let EJ in on your little secret about Nick, because now that he knows, you just gave all your leverage to him. She's like, you're talking about you and Stefano. Well, it's funny because it's a very parallel situation. I mean, Stefano bailed Kate out with the whole almost killing Daniel thing. And then, And then in return, she had to marry him because even though he had everything cleaned, all the evidence cleaned up, he then blackmailed her into marriage. And eventually she fell in love with him. But at first she resented the heck out of him, and he was totally holding it over her head in order to marry him. So she's trying to tell Sammy that she's in the very same predicament and what a fool she was and everything. And Sammy's like, it is not like that. And then she realizes, yeah, it really is kind of like that. Only, of course, EJ and Sammy really do love each other. They're starting out loving each other and everything. But he's still a Demira man, and he's still going to, you know, use that information to hold it over her head. And so anyway, it's kind of interesting that way. So anyway, so that's kind of how that went. So
yeah, I thought it was interesting because even though Stefano kind of goaded EJ into this mentioning basically, oh yeah, Sam kicked you out of her bed and you guys still don't have a wedding date yet. And basically, Stefano was telling him to control his woman, you know, to be blunt about it.
Yeah.
And at the same time, Kate's telling Sammy that EJ is going to start treating her like Stefano treated Kate. And so it was kind of a really interesting how he wrote it, because the Sam EJ spite, Sammy's thinking Kate's right, the way EJ is acting. And then EJ's starting to think, oh, Stefano's right, that, you know, Sammy's kind of pulling away from him. So, it was kind of like, almost like a Romeo and Juliet type of thing, that, you know, that things are getting misconstrued between the two of them. And I thought that was really fascinating.
Yeah.
So, but EJ wasn't holding it over his head. But, I mean, I understand Sammy's point of view. She knows EJ's lying, the Kristen thing.
Uh-huh.
And I don't blame her for putting a cock block on him. Because, you know...
It's trust issues, you know. It's hard for her to be gorgeous as he is. It's a little hard for her to let her guard back down when she's been hurt that way, when she knows he lied to her.
Yeah, and he's still lying.
Yeah, he's still lying.
Even after she confessed about the whole Nick murder thing, you know, he's still lying. So, you know, you think by now he'd, you know, thinking that, you know, Sammy killing Nick kind of trumps Kristen drugging Eric, you know what I mean? And Kristen's obviously long gone. I mean, no one's seen her in, what, 6 weeks. So even if he admits she actually drugged him, I mean, unless they find Kristen, she's kind of gotten off scot-free. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't understand why he's not confiding in her, why he doesn't just be honest. So, like I said, I don't blame her for putting the cock block on her. At the same time, too, though, people are saying, well, maybe EJ has sex with Abby because he's sexually frustrated. So, and I don't like that, but I don't think you should blame Sammy for him cheating. Because, you know, if he told the truth, then he wouldn't have the cock block on him. I don't like blaming the non-cheating spouse for the cheating spouse cheating. I don't think that's fair. There's guys who have had sex with their wives and their mistresses, you know, sometimes in the same day. You know what I mean?
What's ironic is that he went all those years without getting any because he was so devoted to her. He didn't really even have other relationships, it seemed like, for a long time. And yet now that she's holding out on him, all of a sudden that's going to give him a license to...
Yeah.
Well, as Jennifer said in the chat room, well, how many times has she lied to him, you know, and that's true. You know, they both lie to each other quite often.
Yeah, like, I don't see a long-term thing going on with EJ and Abby, because I think she's too sanctimonious, and she's not going to put up with this crap like Sammy Nicole would have.
This is a short-term deal, I think. I mean, I could be wrong, but... I think it's more meant to cause conflict with Sammy and EJ is the way I'm looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it would cause drama for Abby and her world. But
Abby needed a storyline that had nothing to do with Danifer or JJ.
Oh, I know. I know, she's such a cute girl, and she's good. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much potential there, but I don't know, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, there are some people who are eager to see the chemistry with Abby and, you know, with Abigail and EJ. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what the Twitter wars look like. But, you know, but I mean, I feel pretty confident that they're going to come back around to EJ. I mean, that's one of their top couples that ever, you know, that so many people love and everything. And I just I can't see them going too long-term with this other deal, but who knows, but, you know.
No. Yeah, some people think
and what was
of
up
that.
With Cameron texting? What was up with Cameron texting Abigail?
Yeah, what was up with her canceling her New Year's Eve plans? It's like, okay, this guy I haven't seen for months and texted you, and he's still in Africa, so you're going to just stay home and then hang out with your brother? That, I think, yeah, they lost a lot of good points with that one.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and they were broken up. Yeah, they were broken up. She was last with Chad, not with Cameron. She lost her virginity to Chad, not Cameron. And she still hung up on Cameron that she didn't go out near Z. I mean, I thought that was kind of melodramatic and silly. I kind of lost some respect for Abby on that.
Hey, Jennifer in the chat room was asking what we thought of Liam and Jen together. She said she likes them a lot better than Danifer. Well, pretty much... Mm-hmm. Anything that Danifer would be a good choice, but they were kind of cute together. I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell since JJ interrupted their date. But I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of annoyed with Jennifer in general, so it's like it's hard for me to even root for her right now. But they were kind of cute. Isn't there some ulterior motive that this Liam's supposed to have or something? Isn't there some dark something about him, or is this a legit deal? I don't know. But, yeah, he's a kind of a cute guy. I mean, I think that, I mean, they have potential. But, you know, I keep thinking the writers are just jerking us around and they still are, I don't know, I keep getting the sense that they still are acting like Danifer's endgame, which just makes me want to barf.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but hopefully they figured out that most of us can't stand Danifer, but I don't know. Yeah, I mean...
When Jennifer's not shrieking at somebody, it's always nice. I think Jennifer kind of just needs a rest right now.
Yeah,
you know,
I think so,
need
too.
To be on, yeah.
I think so, too. I mean, because, I mean, she's a legendary character. I mean, she's, you know, huge Orton legacy there and all that stuff. And, I mean, I like the character. It's just I'm so sick of it, the whole Danifer thing, that I do think that we need a break, a little bit of a break. So...
Yeah, and
so,
I think a lot of people are assuming that Hope was supposed to be with Liam, but it also came out that Daniel Cosgrove got hired. Oh, crap, I can't remember his character's name. So he's a cutie patootie.
Oh,
so,
yeah, he's very cute. I'm excited about that.
I swear that wouldn't he look like Phillip's, like, older brother? Does it, with those dimples,
does
he think
he's
like,
he does. He does.
Yeah, he'd be like a Kyriakos. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's really cute. I'm excited about that. I mean, I didn't ever watch him on the shows he was on before, but I can't remember, was it As the World Turns or one of those? The Guiding Light? I can't remember. But anyway, he's really cute. So, yeah. I don't think Liam's headed to Hope. I don't think that's the story there. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how far they take this Jen and Liam thing. What would their couple name be? Jam?
That's cute. That's cute.
Okay,
that
would be. Yeah, that would be cute. Yeah. I just saw that as I was looking at Jennifer's post in the chat room. I was like, she had Jen and Liam. I was like, let's see, Jam. Yeah, there you go. Sweet and yummy. I don't know. Better than Jennifer.
Well, it kind of cracked me up that basically
Liam's
first...
She's saying Jillian, but that's not fair because that gives him the whole name.
Yeah.
His whole name's in there then. It needs to be a squish.
Yeah.
So,
basically,
though, we'll
Liam's first date was with... Liam's first date actually was with JJ and not really with Jennifer, though.
Yeah, that's true.
The thing is, though, he got fair warning with that first date, though, of what the future will be.
Yeah, exactly. Can't say the guy wasn't warned. Yeah, poor JJ's over here. I mean, that's why I keep thinking, are they really going to end Danifer? Because JJ's so determined to get those two back together again because he feels bad. So.
Well, I mean, the thing is, in their back pockets, eventually Jennifer's going to find out that Daniel was even though Teresa told her she was never with Daniel.
What's that?
I mean, eventually, Jennifer's going to find out that Daniel was never with Teresa and that he was covering up for JJ. So, I mean, that's in that back pocket. It's like, by the time they play the cards, though.
Hey, Marianne. Sorry, I was trying to make sure you were on. Sorry.
Okay. I didn't know. Okay. Go ahead.
Just finishing up, mentioning that even with that in their back pocket, I think by that point, everybody's going to be saying, okay, I don't care. It never needs to end. You know what I mean? Even that's not going to save them. If he didn't sleep with Teresa and he's covered beauty, that's not going to save Jennifer.
No.
They're toast. They need to end it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You mean the whole Jennifer idea of the Jennifer couple.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I see much more chemistry with Daniel and Nicole than I do with
Jennifer.
In fact, I don't know who I want Nicole with because I like her with Daniel, I like her with Eric, and I like her with Brady. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which says a lot for the actress.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. And I liked her with EJ when she was with EJ, but that's a whole other story. He has somebody else now. So, what?
Yeah, Jennifer said in chat room, Jennifer needs to end and Teresa needs to leave.
And Teresa needs to leave. Yeah,
Jen's always so cute, though. You need to keep Jen.
Well,
I'm not a fan of the character.
My thing is that the only reason I find her at all rootable now is just because she's working with Anne to take down Jennifer. But honestly, Anne can do that on her own, though. I mean, Anne can do that on her own, though, so I don't know.
She's good by herself. You know, she's good by when she's on herself. Yeah.
So, how did you like the video, Marianne?
Yeah, that was good. That was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like how they tied everything together and then showed the clips and everything. It was cute. I enjoyed it. But they were good together. You know, likely pairing. So, did you guys talk about that yet, or did you talk about the video?
Yeah, I'm actually going to go soon. I'm not feeling well. But, yeah, we talked about that. And I want to know, too, how you felt, Marianne, about Ejabby coming up this week.
Oh, my goodness. Didn't we talk about this before, kind of, like that friendship and how we saw that? In fact, you saw the sparks even back with the Austin storyline. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And he went to he talked to her back when she was crazy and going after Austin. But I like the twist on it. I know probably diehard Ejabby fans are just, you know, I know there's the fan groups, when you mess with their couple, they don't like it. And I'm sure they don't like this, but.
Yeah. But interesting twist.
Sammy doesn't want her man. She's stupid. She don't want to, you know, she won't. And I just love this whole argument between the two of them. They're both stubborn. They both won't go in. Okay, EJ will not tell. All Sammy wants from him is the truth. She knows he lied. He knows she knows that he lied. And he can't admit it. So I think one part on the show, he started to say, he was admitting to more than what he said he was in on it, that he actually gave her the poisoning and he was in it from the beginning. Well, she knew, at first she thought, and he kind of said, you almost believe me. But she said, you know, and then he went back to saying, no, we just slept together, you know, that they just slept together and he didn't know about the, you know, the poisoning. But why doesn't he just tell her? You know, they're both wrong. And then there's Sammy, which he's covered her ass now twice. In fact, he keeps bringing it up, your half-ass criminal activities. He's covered for her both times. You know, he always has her back. He loves her. He screams that at her. And yet, you know, she can't. And they had that good time at New Year's Eve where they were helping Will in the bar.
They kind of had a little flash
that we didn't see, but I guess the evening ended really well.
Yeah.
And they come home and they're on the couch and they almost kissed and she pulled away and said she had to go to bed. Without him. Yeah. And did you guys talk about the Kate and Sammy scene where Kate was warning her about the Demira men?
Yes. Wasn't that good?
About, like, you know, now, and she's right, now that EJ knows that Sammy killed, he has the evidence, so he has that leverage to say, okay, marry me, just like Stefano did with Kate. Marry me, or I'm going to turn
so
you in.
Funny, because Kate was trying to tell her that, and she's like, nuh-uh, and then all of a sudden it dawned on her, oh, crap, it's exactly
like
that.
And then there's Stefano back at the mansion telling EJ, well, now you have this, you know, more or less telling EJ the same thing, but EJ saying, no, I would never do that. No, I'm not going to do that. But he didn't burn that evidence, did he? Because then Sammy came back. And she said,
and Sammy,
well, okay.
He didn't burn it.
Yes. Well, she said, well, let's put it in the fire. No, he didn't want to do that. So now she's thinking, you know, now it's thinking, oh, okay. And she should know EJ. And it's here's what the two of them are like. They keep secrets from each other. They know they keep secrets from each other. So what is all this honesty stuff that Sammy insists that he be honest with her?
Right.
She's never honest with him. It's just like, I guess it's all for the plot, I guess, and all for, I guess, for him to have an affair with Abby, I guess. You know, it's all coming down to like, hey, you didn't keep your man. I don't know. Like, hey, Sammy, you know, you didn't want him, so. But isn't that kind of fast? You think it's kind of fast that he kind of, I'd like to know what leads up to him really sleeping with her. Just going to the cabin to try to talk her out of calling Hope or seeing Hope. Like, aren't you curious to know how?
Oh, yeah.
This is kind of, like, quick. It's just, well, but then again, if I got EJ alone in a cabin, it, you know. It would be awful quick,
We know what you would do,
Marianne.
It would
be awful quick, too, yeah. It's like, what, you know, what woman that got EJ in the cabin? You know, can you blame Abby? No. No. So, I don't know. So what do you guys think about that, the pairing, or them going that route?
Well, I mean, for me, I think it's going to be an interesting obstacle and just make the Ijami story more fun in a way. I know
more
that
fun.
Sounds sick, but that's kind of the way I'm looking at it. I know a lot of Ijami fans are upset. I heard they're blacking out the show on Monday and everything.
Yeah,
I understand.
No,
I get
yeah.
it. I get it. But at the same time, I try to look at it that this is a story that gives them more story down the road.
Right. You're going to see them, and you know eventually they're going to get, you know, they're always going to be together.
Yeah.
And they're fun. They're the best when they're fighting, actually.
I know.
They're more fun to watch when they're fighting.
On. I said, no, they fight. Their fights are so fun to watch. They are so fun.
Oh, yeah. And so is their makeup.
So good at it.
How did you like when he kicked the suitcase out of the door and slammed the doors and locked them?
I haven't seen that part yet.
Oh, that's when he came. Oh, that's when she wanted to leave. They were having the fight, and she said, well, she had to leave. You're not leaving this house until we have this. And he kicks the suitcase out of the door. It was by the door, and then he slams the door. First, I thought he kicked the door shut with his foot. I'm there, shades of Tony, you know. But
I was going to say, that sounds like his older brother.
Yeah, like shuts the door behind. Yeah, but that was good. But their whole fight scenes are always good. So is their makeup scenes, but it was very, you know, very good. So I think it's gonna be good for them. It's gonna be good for
I'm trying to
trust
the writers here. The writers really have been doing a good job for the most part, other than Jordan and Rafe. I think they have been doing a good job lately. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to trust them that they're gonna come back to a jam and this is gonna be a interesting story, you know, but I understand people who get upset about it. I do understand.
Right,
that.
And they've never really cheated on each other, right? Because Sammy, for all the crap that she does, she's never really cheated on anyone. Like when she was in a relationship, she's never really cheated, from what I can remember of all the storylines. And I don't think he ever had either. I don't think the whole time they were together.
Right, he cheated on Nicole with her sister, but he didn't cheat on Sammy, I don't think.
He didn't cheat on Sammy, yes. Okay. That's true. So, EJ has a history of cheating. So, there you go. He's a Demira. Come on.
Well, I mean, but think of all the years he went without having any sex. I mean, really. I mean, for a long time
and
in between relationships. But it's just, I think he's going to use this. Because wasn't there a scene, and I know, Marianne, I know you watched this real carefully. Carrie had to go, by the way. She had to drop off. So we're glad she was able to make it for a while. So, she wasn't feeling well. But anyway, so hopefully Carrie will get better soon. But anyway, he made there was some comment made, whether it was from Stefano or Sammy or something, about, I think it was Stefano planted the seed in his brain about how, you know, you kind of want what you can't have, or she needs to know. There was some line that made me think, oh, EJ's processing this, and he's realizing that she needs to know that she can't take him for granted. Don't you remember
that?
Yeah,
it might have been
line.
When he was, I know when he was talking with Stefano, he was more or less, Stefano was telling him, you know, you need to have some leverage, or she needs to know that you.
Right.
Yeah, there was
yes.
some different things.
There was
well, the
some
leverage,
line
he knows.
In there.
Yeah. But I know yeah. he seems, I know that on the clip, he seems, what did I bloody, what did he, how did he say, what did I bloody hell do? Or something like that in the preview.
I don't know. I haven't seen
yeah.
that. Yeah.
What have I bloody
but
hell done
I
or
do
something
think
like that?
He,
I don't know, maybe the girls in the chat room. But he looks like, oh, like what did he do? Like he's like
oh,
really
yeah.
regretting it. Because
yeah.
you know it's going to come out. Secrets come out.
Oh,
come
yeah.
on.
Of course. Of
She's
going to
find.
Oh, and Heather.
I just like
Heather,
to see how Abby's going to handle it.
Heather
you know,
in the chat room did mention that Sammy cheated on Rafe with EJ. So,
were they a part
so we were talking
though,
about cheating. We were talking about cheating earlier. Sammy did.
Oh, okay.
Heather was saying
okay,
Sammy cheated on.
Well,
Rafe,
right, that doesn't count.
I know.
Great. I
no,
cheat on anybody.
When
I cheat on Rafe too.
Yeah, that's right. Well, when Stefano said that to EJ, I thought, okay, there's EJ's
yeah.
reason for doing this, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah.
Boy,
so, yeah,
that been,
planted that
yeah.
seed.
I'd like to know how it goes. Like, does Abby come on to him? Does he come on to Abby? Or
oh,
like,
I'm curious.
It would be
too.
Interesting to know how this they go that far, you know.
Well,
really,
because
there's
this
just,
is Chad's no older brother, too, you know.
Right, and there was no hint of a, you know, yeah, well, AJ flirts with everybody, but it seemed like the relationship was just like an older brother type of, like, you know, relationship.
Yeah.
It just never, but although as I was watching and I'm thinking, you know, they're kind of cute together. You know,
they are. I mean, they are.
I did
there's,
see
there's a sweetness.
There
what it is there's a sweetness that EJ has with her.
Yes,
that he,
very
that he
nice.
Doesn't
yeah.
show with Sammy because he can be his total
right.
self with Sammy. But there's this
right.
part of him that comes out with Abigail that's sort of a little almost paternalistic in a way, or, you know, he
it's
knows
really
that
good
she's got daddy
himself.
Issues and stuff. Yeah, what's that?
Mm-hmm. His really good side comes out. His tender
yeah,
side.
Yeah.
His
yeah.
yeah. You know, because you know, EJ's a great character. I mean, he's.
Oh yeah.
You know, he's bad, but yet he has
he
good
has
qualities.
The good
but Sammy
and the bad,
brings
you know,
the worst.
His,
yeah. Sammy brings
yeah.
the worst in him out. He because he gets so frustrated with it. And they both.
But I have to admit, they were so cute when they were filling in for Sunny at the bar. They were so cute together. I mean, like.
Oh yeah.
He came
like,
up behind her and was trying mm-hmm. to kiss her, and she just kind of. She's definitely been putting the freeze on him, that's for sure. But,
oh, yeah. She's,
but
and
they
tell,
were
you
cute.
Know what? Abby just moved right in on that, you know?
Right.
Hey, Sammy, you know, stupid Sammy. Like, I don't know why she's so – I understand, I guess, a woman, you want your husband to be truthful with you all the time. Well, hey, you know, we all keep our secrets. We all do that. I mean,
well,
and especially
feelings.
That,
I mean,
that,
I think
that couple.
Yeah, and the trust no. issue with that, it was so personal because that's her twin brother. I mean,
yeah.
he could lie about a lot of other things to her, and it might not mm-hmm. have mattered, but the fact that he lied to her and he knew all this time Eric was struggling to figure out what happened and all the pain he went through, and yet EJ knew the whole time what had happened. And I think that's
yeah.
where Sammy's coming from. It's, I mean, it's hard for her to resist EJ because she loves him and she's hot for him.
Oh
obviously.
Yeah, you can see it's hard
but,
for him, for her too. But
yeah, you know, like
mm-hmm.
yeah, you know, she had to run out of the room, or she would have been with him. You know, but
yeah.
it's like at the same time, she's still kind of heartbroken over that whole thing, I think, and really hurt that he knew that all that time and let Eric twist in the wind like that, and that's her twin brother. You know, so
mm-hmm.
I think that. You know, and he was like, well, tell me, you haven't even told me what I can do to make this better, make this right. And, you know, of course, she's trying to say, you know, tell me the whole truth kind of thing. But, you know.
Oh, then he said to
true,
her, well,
said,
then why don't, yeah, then he said to her, well, why don't you, why don't you, all he wants to know, will you marry me? And she can't
uh-huh.
give him an answer to that either.
Right.
Yeah. So. I still don't understand what the writer's idea is, why EJ just doesn't come say, okay, yeah, I didn't. You know, it's all she wants. Why is it so hard for EJ to admit that when he knows that she knows anyway?
Yeah.
I'd love to know what the angle, I guess they need it because then it takes away, then they'd be together, I guess. But I think it's just a stupid reason. I think it just, it doesn't make sense.
A manufactured, kind of.
Yeah, to make them, because otherwise they wouldn't be apart. They would be married by now.
Right.
You know, and he knows that's all it takes, so if he really wants to marry her and he really loves her, just do it. But I guess he feels that if he covers her ass for all these murders, that's what she's supposed to be grateful for.
Right.
That's what she's supposed to, Which is, this is the second time now, that she's killed somebody and he has to cover up for her, and he has all the evidence. So, did you see the part with Gabby and Abby when Abby got the text from Nick? Now, did Kate do that or not? Because it didn't seem like Kate.
I fast forwarded through that, so I didn't see that part. What happened?
So,
I saw them hanging out together, but I didn't see.
And maybe
happened.
The girls in the chat room know this, but didn't Gabby know that Kate was using Nick's cell phone to text everybody? I thought Gabby knew that. Obviously not. No, but not today's show.
Or maybe Sammy knew, but maybe she
because
didn't call Gabby.
This is what happened. She was in the pub with Gabby, Gabby and Abby, with Abby, and Abby got a text from Nick. Well, she dropped her. Gabby dropped her glass and got all, she thought, oh, he's alive. And she got all, and Gabby was wondering why this was upsetting her. And, she thought, is Nick being, is he trying to hurt you? Is he bothering you? Oh, we'll have to call Hope. Well, in the meantime, Gabby goes to see EJ. And she said, he's alive. Abby got a text from him, and he said, that's Kate doing. Like, even EJ knew that.
And Gabby didn't
know.
Oh,
he said, Kate has the phone. He says, you girls, when you commit a murder, you better get your story straight or inform everybody. But I thought, I'm almost positive there were scenes, and Gabby was there.
That's what I was
and they all three
too.
Of them agreed that Kate would take the phone and send messages and then have all his stuff and all that. So there was, I don't know.
Well,
somebody messed up in the writing there.
It might have been,
maybe.
True, or it could have been Sam.
Maybe. Somebody needs to go back and investigate because I'm almost,
That's
it wasn't making
point.
Sense to me. It wasn't making sense to me. So, but then I'm wondering, maybe it really was Nick because in the other scenes, this was where Kate came in on Jordan and Rafe on the floor, and he was in only his towel. And so it wasn't, we never saw Kate doing that. Now she could have, but I'm wondering. It kind of laid
because they didn't show
maybe
her.
Maybe it wasn't.
They didn't show her doing it.
Right. Or she made no mention of it. She didn't look
like
she was
considering
it. So that's
an interesting twist. That could be because we know that Nick's really alive. And he's thinking, whatever he said to Abigail, he may even be watching. He may even know that she was with Gabby at the time and he's trying to freak her out. Or something. I don't know.
And how about the bird watching guy? Isn't he creepy when he
yes,
came up
so
with Neil and Will's there? He knows. He knows. Everyone, even Gabby says, he knows. We know he knows. And Sonny's trying to convince him. No, he doesn't know. Oh, yes, he knows. He knows. So that's did you guys talk about Will in the closet? Will came out of the closet?
That was funny. I mean, I did say the part about, I think I said something about that's how Gabby found, spilled the beans.
Yeah, what was he? My question is, what was he doing in the closet when Gabby blabbed that out about them killing Nick? Then she opened the closet and there was Will.
I thought maybe I missed something because I didn't see what came before that.
I didn't see why he, I don't think we saw why he was in the closet.
Huh. Okay,
I
then
don't
it
know.
Wasn't just me. Huh.
Okay, yeah, unless somebody else can figure it, but I don't think I missed anything either. I thought, like, what's he doing with
Well, Heather and Jennifer were both saying that they thought that Gabby knew, too, about the
Thank
the,
you. That, yes.
Yeah.
And but on the other show, it's like it's almost like they rewrite, you know how they rewrite history, but that's awful recent history to rewrite, please.
Yeah,
I mean,
very true.
The continuity is not uh-huh. there. For the plot point,
yeah.
I mean, I know they needed a reason
well,
for Abby. See, they needed a right reason to Abby to
well,
go look for Hope, so they could hook up those two together. I guess.
And let's just put it this way: the Coolitons were not the ones that wrote those episodes. So these episodes, so that could
yeah.
have something to do with it because they always. Really
I bet you if somebody pointed to go back and look at old clips, they'd probably find where Gabby should have known that.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to see because I think I still have some of that on my DVR, so I'm going to have to go back.
And yeah, and I don't know how far back that was,
yeah.
but that
yeah.
was funny about, you know, Will was in the closet, and even Kate had some good lines, but I'm going to burn that closet.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to pay to have that closet burned down or that thing burned down
yeah.
or taken down.
Did you talk about her $2,000 boots?
Oh, no, that was hysterical. Thanks for bringing that up. That was hysterical. Yeah, EJ comes over and he's like, okay, everyone's going to have to collect their stuff that they wore that day, and I'm going to have a guy
uh-huh.
come by and pick it up from you tomorrow. She's like, those were $2,000 Christian Louboutin boots. She's like, I'm not going to have those burn. I'm not going to burn those. And he's like, well, if they were to come over to your – cops were coming over to your house and asked to see those – and, you know, do an investigation and find mud that ties you to the riverbank, then what are you going to do? And she still didn't want to give up those boots. But I thought that was hilarious. There was a little bit of Lauren in there, too, I think, because she's a big boot fan. I thought that was really cute.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, that was funny. So I guess they finally convinced her that, you know, it wasn't just about her own freedom, but it was everybody else's, too, and that she was going to need to cough up all that stuff. But that was pretty funny. Yeah, she really was like, she said it two or three different times. That was cute.
Yeah. It's been getting pretty good with this whole Nick kind of mystery thing and them all being.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody keeps finding out. More and more people keep finding out.
I know,
it's
hilarious. It's becoming more of
yeah.
an umbrella story as more and more people are sucked
yeah.
in, you know. It's kind mm-hmm. of funny. It's so funny. And if they keep talking about it, too. At least Sammy, mm-hmm. when she was out there in her little ski cap and everything, and she was and talking to Kate, at least this time she said something about Nick. She didn't say Nick being murdered or dead. She said something else or, you know, Nick leaving or something like that. You know, the way she said it was different. Than, but I thought they keep talking about it and people keep overhearing. So.
And people keep overhearing it, yeah, yeah.
Kind of funny.
So.
Yeah, except the cops, as Jennifer said.
Yeah, and what was
yeah,
the line
cops
Kate...
the only ones that are clueless.
Yeah, and what was the line Kate said about, you know, the Demira men and about that wedding, something about the dress?
Oh, yeah.
Dress, how did she put that, the wedding dress? Shop for the dress, or say, I
oh,
don't know
yeah, you better
girl.
Get ready to dress something for the, say yes to the dress. That's that TV
say yes
show on
to the dress.
TLC.
Yes.
Yeah, there's
yes,
a TV
the wedding.
Show called
meaning,
Yes to the Dress. And she says, you
meaning,
better get
you're
ready
gonna
to
get
say
married.
Yes to the dress.
Because he's going to hold
and
that over
so
you.
It's so funny because Kate was dead on. She totally got Sammy. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sammy had to admit. I mean, the only difference was Stefano and Kate didn't love each other at first, you know.
Well, that's
and then
what
they
she
grew
brought
to
up
love each other.
Kate. She says, right, that's what she brought up. Well,
yeah,
we're engaged,
but,
or, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you don't want to marry
but
him until he tells you the truth.
He's still a Demira man. And he still has leverage on you that he
mm-hmm.
can use at any time. And when and back at the mansion when Sammy's like, we can just toss that in the fire right now, and he kept
right.
it in his back pocket, it was like,
mm-hmm.
she knew. It's funny.
She
looked
knew.
At him. She knew what he was doing. She didn't even
right.
question it. She didn't even fight him because she knew that he had her.
And she was
so.
Going on that business trip, and she was going to take the jet, and he grounded her and said, no, you know,
yeah.
you're not going anywhere.
yeah.
Then he finally let her go, you know, but, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I just love the same fight. She has been holding out on him and been mad at him for how long now is a sticking point.
She deserves a prize.
Him. Yes.
Yeah.
With
somebody,
that man? Oh, my God. Are you kidding? Oh. Oh. Those puppy dog eyes, it's like, oh. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Did you talk about Brady? And his
all
of off the...
Yeah, we did a little bit, but you could talk about him if you want.
Yeah. What did you think of... You think he's really, you know... I guess he's drinking now. He went over and got the drink, and
yeah,
those two guys mugged him, and Nicole. Oh, did you see that when he like kind of like was choking Nicole, and they kind of like really snapped out of it. Him and Daniel, I guess, got into a fight, and then he grabbed Nicole. Like that was like kind of intense there, you know. But I like how Nicole and Daniel are standing behind him, you know, no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I kind of like seeing Gray Brady and his whole thing with Eric. Eric now went to Father Matt, and you could tell, and finally admitted he has feelings for Nicole. Although we know Nicole still, he thinks Nicole doesn't, but we know she does. So that's kind of a good, interesting storyline. I don't know. I don't know if they're going to do any more with Brady or if he's going to recover this quickly. I'm thinking not. I don't know. Have you heard any other
With Nicole? I haven't heard anything.
No, with Brady, like, going, you know, like he's trying to get help now, or is he going to just
get
work?
Yeah, but then he skipped out on him, so went and got more drugs, so it's like...
Yeah,
he
did that,
but then...
He was
just putting on a show for him.
Yeah, then, and then he agreed to go with, to tell Victor and to go to a meeting, but then when Maggie left the room, he started drinking the alcohol, which I guess isn't good either, but...
No.
He's an addict either way, so... Yeah.
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 Well, hey, let me check. There's somebody in the on the queue. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they want to talk, though, or not, so let me bring on for a second.
Okay. Okay.
Hello, did you want to talk, or were you just listening? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Angela?
Yeah, it's Angela. I'm sorry. Earlier I had my phone on mute, and I didn't realize that when you were
okay. Were you wanting to listen, or were you, did you want to talk?
No, I'll talk a little bit.
Okay.
Y'all covered a lot.
I thought that was
Mary Ann.
Yeah, we did. Hi, Angela.
I thought that was you, and I was trying to get you on earlier, and I was like...
I'm sure you have your take on the whole Ajami thing. I probably, you know, with... I'm sure you're one that doesn't like the whole the Abby thing, right?
You know... Well, I'll say this. I agree with what I think Anna nailed it earlier, and I think I wrote this on Twitter. This is a small little arc, you know. I mean, we don't, you know. I mean, I felt like, you know, as far as it being a friend and it being a cliffhanger Friday, it was a good thing. I mean, yeah, I'm sure there are people that are not going to watch because they're mad. But you know, honestly, the whole point of a soap is to be able to write an interesting story to keep you tuning in because you don't know what's going to happen. And so, you know, to me, I love EJ and Sammy. I mean, I'm ready for the wedding. You know, I have already found locations, which I have put on Twitter. I know where... You know, I have my frequent flyer points. I'm willing to fly myself over there for the wedding. So, you know, I think it's going to be fine. I think it was a fairly cleverly written thing, though, to bring out this thing with Abby. And I mean, this was something that was leaked, I think, in 2012. Whenever it was about the time that Matthew Ashford was leaving, and he came through Atlanta. One of the last events, but anyway, there was some discussion then about, you know, because there has to, I just think it's just another small obstacle for EJ and Sammy. And
do you think Sammy could forgive him for that if she finds out?
I think there are a couple things. One is we don't even know that really EJ and Abigail will. Well, how far they'll go, you know what I'm saying? You know, and so you know, obviously it would be harder if they went all the way. But we don't even know that yet. We'll see Monday. You know,
but that
what
clip
they
of him
us,
saying, what
for.
Did I bloody hell do or something? Or what did
right.
I, you know,
and
it's not,
what,
he
it,
looks
I
like.
That was it. I thought it was funny, too. I guess it's probably not funny, but, mm-hmm. I've never lived in England. But from what I understand from friends that do, you know, that term bloody hell is really a very bad term. I mean,
right.
In England,
that
would be kind of like one of the seven words you don't say on television.
And he looked devastated, like,
here.
I made a big mistake, which makes me think.
He knows he made a big mistake.
Way.
So,
yeah.
You know, how big of a mistake did he make? So we just, you know, because, mm-hmm. you know, so anyway, I don't think, like I said, the biggest thing is I think EJ and Sammy are the golden goose that lays eggs at Dave. That mm-hmm. that is not going to stop. They've got to have, you know, it'll get boring if, you know, if they don't have some, you know, some things. And I really do, yeah, I agree with what Anna said, too. Some, and Marianne, you too, some of this stuff is a little bit convoluted of why they're really apart, you know. because
oh, okay,
Or either I'm just forgetting some stuff. Like, he's already admitted. He said he tattooed it on his forehead. He knew an hour before. And that's true. He knew an hour beforehand. Now, I know he said all these conversations with Stefano, and, you know, they talked in a vagary to you know, so, and he knows, and he does know about Dr. Chaika, and, of course, Dr.
Yeah,
Chaika
he knew that he was drugged, but he's not admitting that to her. He's just saying, oh, they just slept
yeah,
together. I didn't know
yeah.
he was drugged.
And he does know about Dr. Chaika, but still,
yeah.
You know, some of it, you know, like I said, I just think, you know, they're just trying to, you know, they're just having these fabulously fun and sexy arguments.
Right.
Everybody
which is
likes
what
to watch.
They do well.
I think
because,
that's
like,
how they're building
tell
right.
her, AJ, she'll marry you, you dumb, you know?
I know. Like, I know. But I do think that they were very clever, and, it was a much more well thought out and psychological, I think, ploy in terms of, these scenes that they have done with EJ and Abby, for example, because I just, you know, I think Anna, you were saying, you know, paternalistic, and I think that there is some of that in there, because I think, you know, the fact that he's, you know, they're living in Salem, USA. How many really intellectual conversations are there going on in Salem? Probably not too many. and here is this incredibly handsome man. You know, very powerful man, and he's taking the time to talk to Abigail and about her father and about, you know, some things that have meaning that, you know, her father had written in his book that she didn't even really understand. So I can see from an Abigail perspective, again, I don't know, Abigail's supposed to be, what, 24, 23?
Early 20s, I would think, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think mm-hmm. a girl that
of course
age,
she would be.
You know, that, you know, you could easily develop a crush. I don't care. You could be 48 and develop a crush on EJ. But
you could be 88
and
develop a crush on EJ.
I think, you know, again, I do not think there is an EJ and Abby, you know, love story a coming. I think this is a, you know, this is another big obstacle or a big now you got to figure out how you can get out of the mess, and so that they ultimately can have you know, bring EJ and Sammy together for a wedding. I'm just convinced that's going to happen. So anyway, it's to me it's been somewhat fun. Now, I was irritated and aggravated when, you know, I saw the preview and then of course in Twitter has been just wild, and and honestly, somebody said something because I was thinking this to myself. I laughed out loud here, but I was sitting here reading Twitter, and I just thought, yeah, I'm exhausted. I am so tired of everybody fussing about this thing because I just, you know, and somebody else on Twitter said something about I'm just exhausted. I just can't discuss this anymore.
Relax, it'll be fine, Sammy people.
Well, Emmy's
it'll
be
sure fun.
Knows how to get a rise out of the fans, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly what
yeah,
I
well,
don't
we're
know.
Here,
I just
we
want
to know what
just,
happened.
I just don't want people to be mean to Kate Mancy because it's not her fault. You know, I mean, this is a story she's playing out as
well,
an actress.
You know,
no, I hope that, no, don't go that route. That's stupid
when
they do that.
That's the part of Twitter and social media, and I think a lot of the anonymity that goes along with it. I do not understand why people are mean. I mean, even if you don't like a character, I mean, they're,
they're characters.
I do not like the character of Ray. He irritates me. Yeah, I do think that the Kate
but this is a long, this is a big club
for a period of time. But yeah, I don't sit around. I don't have hate in my heart for
no.
Galen. I'm not going to.
No.
You know,
it's got to separate the character and the actor.
And I do think as fans, it's important for us to let NBC know what we're thinking. But there's a way, but you can also. You can also let them know you don't like a story or you don't like a pairing or something. You know, they want to know our feedback
right.
and stuff, but at the same time, you don't have to trash the actor or the actress or whatever.
Well, that's true. It's true. I'll say that. And in some instances, I think Twitter has gotten a little bit better, but you just never, like I said, there's no need to be saying something personally ugly to someone. There's just no need to do that. And like I said, I think Kate Mancy, honestly, is a good actress. I think at times she has been given some really pitiful stories since she's been there. As much as I really didn't like when they did the story, I'm obviously not a Mardar fan, nor was I a fan of Dina Higley. And I didn't like the story with she and Patrick Muldoon. And when I read about what is Patrick's character's name? That's what I'm really talking about. What's his name?
Austin.
Yeah, with Abby and Austin. I got really irritated about it because I just thought this is just too contrived. It came out of nowhere, and it was completely opposite of her personality. I have to admit, and I admitted back then after it aired, it was really quite amusing. Now was it something? Was it going to be a classic Maggie and her red shoes storyline? No, but it turned out to be kind of cute. So I think Kate did a great job with it. I think it could have been done and it could have really been a big fat mess had she not been able to be good enough actress to step in and really make it into something. So I think this is good for the show. This is what the show wants. I want everybody to be mad or talking, and that's what's happening. Twitter is a flutter about Monday. And people will be tuning in, and people are mad at EJ,
some people are blacking it out too.
I know.
Oh, I
want to
watch it. I want to
watch.
You're crazy if you don't want to watch it.
I mean,
Carrie Ann, such a hoochie.
I'm one of the lost soap net.
And I mean that in the best
the
way.
The man needs, he's been he's been celibate way too long now. Come on.
That whole story is because Anna keeps talking about it was 18 months and they kept making a point of talking on the show when EJ was celibate for 18 months and it's a couple years ago now and so forth. And like I said, so how long has this been in Salem days since the wedding? This has not been.
I think when Tony was on, Tony Andre, I don't think he had it at all the whole time he was on when he was Andre. But that's why he was so nasty and grumpy. So just give him that. Evil guys need it too. So, but whatever. But
I guess James Scott is.
That was
I said this when he came on and wrote today. One of my few letters that I wrote today. I wrote in 2008. But he's the best thing that's happened to that show. And so, like I said, I think they're writing him well. It's not going to be interesting if he is nothing but the white knight on the horse. And, it's not going to be interesting if he's nothing but evil and ugly to everybody.
Right.
And so,
a great character. Oh, yeah.
It's the best. Like I said, it's the best thing Days has done. I've been watching this show really my whole life. I was born in 65, so I'm a few months older than the show. So my family has been watching it. At some generational level since the beginning. My grandmother watched it. And, you know, and a lot of us have those stories. But, I mean, but truly, I know I remember very specifically Mickey and Maggie and the Red Shoes from, like, 1973, 1974. I would have been 8 years old. So I've seen most of these stories. And, you know, and I talked to my grandmother. It was a fabulous part of our relationship, talking about all these, you know, just like we're talking about them. You know, I talked about them with my granny, you know, and horse and buggy days.
And we hope we can continue to, you know, to talk about it, you know, it stays on the air for a while. You know,
yeah, when there were
going, it'll be 50 years.
Or whatever, I called granny on the phone when I got home from school or whatever to find out the next day. You know, so anyway, like I said, to me, I think the show is really doing quite well. I think the writing is good. You know, it's never going to be perfect. But I do think they're really, they're shaking it up. You can't even predict, which I think is so good. You can't really predict exactly how and why a lot of things are going to happen, whereas things used to be so predictable.
So predictable,
That it was boring. So, I am still very much ready to see the comeuppance for Gabby. Gabby was responsible for Madison's death. Gabby was responsible for Jack's death. She was responsible for all that. I went back a couple of days ago during the holidays and watched part of that day's after because I was not completely overwhelmed with the day's after at the time, but I went back and watched some scenes. It's been a while. And so she got away with everything. And Nick knows, and I know, I just pray, and I really do believe that Nick is still alive. And so I can't wait to see.
Oh, it's probably before she leaves it's going to come out about Gabby and Melanie.
Oh, I'll be right there with going, yes, sir.
Yeah. Finally. Yeah.
But I know we're talking about Jim. Y'all were talking about Jim Lilly earlier. And I do. I love Jim Lilly as an actress. And I do think they're writing her a little bit too one-dimensional. And so I'm hoping that there's some twists coming. But I do think I know she is a fine person, and I do think that she.
Who is writing one dimensionally?
Teresa.
Who?
Yeah.
Teresa. Oh,
Teresa.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, she is. She's just mad. She's just bad. I mean, there's like no good quality in her at all.
Really nasty.
I don't know.
They had Charles Honesty come on as her dad, and which I think would just be awesome if he was on more. Then she did seem to have some regret, but of course all that turned out to be false. And I think that's another kudos for Days, that as far as what they're writing for Grady and and to a certain extent for Teresa, but I think Eric Martzoff has just done a superb job with Brady, because there have been drug stories before, there have been alcoholism stories before, but I have never really seen how well Days is writing this, such that you can really see how someone that is addicted can really pathologically lie to the people that love them over and over again.
That's part of it, of an addict. It's like,
they'll
lie just to get that drug because it's so important to them. We'll do anything for it.
I think it's good because, sadly, there are people out there that watch Days probably that do have those kind of problems.
I think it will
because I think it helps them to see that people don't necessarily this is what other people are seeing of you if you're in that situation. So I just think there's a little bit different take on it. Of course, I love Eric Martzoff and just think he is such a nice person. I've met him in person twice, and so I was very charmed. But I do think he's a good actor, and I think he has really given 100% to it. And I think that, like I said, he really deserves a good storyline. And I think this is, I think the Kristen storyline really ended up helping him to shine. And I think he's doing a great job with this. So anyway, I love Days, and honestly, I still think these are some of the better these are some of the best days that we've had in decades. So, there's some things here and there that, okay, but you know, like I said, but that's always going to be the case. I mean, anytime you're writing a story, I don't know. I'm happy with it, and I'm happy to see a tiny bit more of Stefano. I hope that we continue to do that. I've really missed him.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was on a little bit with DJ this week, and mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so I always love to see Stefano, and I still have hope for Stefano and Kate. So
I know there's still little inklings of that. You know, he calls her up, tells her he's back, and I don't know if
what y'all thought. It's been a lot of discussion on Twitter about some of the wardrobing, and they do have Richard Bora back, and he's the one that designed all those beautiful wedding gowns. Again, I'm back on the EJ and Sandy wedding dream. But, but of course, I do think overall I think people are better dressed. But there are a few people that I just wonder, and this is, I know, out on Twitter and out on some of the boards, you know, Nicole, I love Ari as Nicole, but, you know, mm-hmm. who would do an interview show on television with that type of green top on?
Oh, I hated that green top. I hated that dress or whatever it was. But they usually dress Nicole really nice in those form-fitting dresses. I've liked her in a lot of stuff, but this was the one thing I did not like. I did not like that green thing.
Yeah, and they do that some with Melissa Reeves, and I don't know. I don't understand selections on the clothes, but on the whole, they do look better, and I've loved having EJ in casual clothes too.
With that jacket on, that one kind of, when he was out the hiking, you know, casual.
I just like that blue shirt that he had on New Year's Eve when he was working at the bar.
I just
like that. I think that coat is a faux Burberry. I don't think that's a real Burberry coat that he's wearing out in the woods. Somebody has put a Burberry fabric in that collar, and they keep that collar up. So, a Burberry jacket like that would probably cost about close to $10,000 if such a thing existed exactly like that. But I found
EJ would look good in anything, so it does, you know, whatever.
But Burberry is very expensive. Their couture line. I went out and was looking at jackets and stuff. This is how much I've had to do over Christmas. I looked at the website for Burberry and so forth to see if I could find a jacket that I thought would be better for EJ. Just looking to see. And so help me, you know, some of these jackets that I looked at, one was $95,000. So I don't think Dave has got that in the budget. It's all good. I'm excited. Y'all said about Daniel Cosgrove. Have either one of y'all watched him on any of the other shows that he was on?
No. Okay.
Mm-mm. I haven't, but I like him. I've seen pictures of him. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I'm really excited that he's coming on the show.
Yeah, I am too. I don't know. I've never consistently watched any of those programs that he was on, but I've seen bits and pieces of him.
I watched
the very last few episodes of As the World Turns, he played, you know, one of the core family sons or grandsons, and I thought he did a good job with that. So I think he's there long term. I'm not so sure that Mark Collier is there long term, though, as Liam. I think, you know, what you were asking earlier, Anna.
This Liam. How do you like this Liam guy? Did you guys talk about him?
He looks like Ty Treadway, and I just think
he's... I think about that other story
with Jennifer and him, you know, about 2 years ago. Every time I don't
know.
That's right. I forgot about that. So far, I don't see any sparks, but...
No,
I don't know.
But I think he's a bad guy.
I don't find him that...
Yeah, isn't he there for some bad purpose?
Yeah, he's a pharmaceutical rep. I think that there's some dark secret or something in there. I'm not attached to him. I think Daniel Cosgrove. Now he's supposed. I think I read this week he's supposed to be an attorney. So that'll be interesting to see exactly how he interacts. Of course, it makes me sad to think because we haven't seen much of Wally Kurse lately, and
I know. We were seeing him with EJ again. You know, they were kind of working together again.
That was awesome.
I feel like if Dave
can't doesn't have room for him on the canvas as a contract player, surely General Hospital could. I mean, I think there are so many stories, even especially now with Teo going on as Victor Cassadine, and you know
he's supposed to be filming next week, so.
I mean, there's so much coming up that, you know, and truly, you know, Wally is very talented, but, I mean, to me, Wally's signature role was Ned Ashton on General Hospital. So, I think that would be, if they're going to play out some of those beats on GH and Dave isn't going to really utilize him enough, then shoot, you know, put him on GH for a while. I'm happy with the show, and I'm happy to talk to you guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you,
too.
Happy
New Year to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling. I'm glad you called.
Okay.
Sorry I was on mute earlier.
That's okay.
I forgot.
Thanks for calling. Do you want to go back on to listen?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling. It's good to hear your perspective, as always. Okay. All right. Take care.
Bye.
Okay. And let's see. And Kenneth is in the queue. We'll bring him in. Hey, Kenneth.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Happy
how are
New
you?
Year, everybody. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. Happy New Year.
Good to hear your voice.
Oh, it's great to hear your voice as well. I love all you guys as ladies as well. I hope this year is going to be fabulous for you guys. I know that it will be. I'm going to go ahead and put a prophetic thought out there this year. No more delays. No more delays to your dreams. No more delays for things that you've been waiting for and working for this year. Things will open up for you guys and for all of us as well. So
I love it. That sounds good.
Yes, sounds good.
I like that a lot.
So just know that is going to happen.
Thank you. I hope it does for all of us. Definitely.
It will. You know, just speaking it every day. I shall have these things X, Y, and Z. It has definitely changed my life, I tell you that much. I must say, I am really surprised at Dave's. The past couple of weeks have been really well to watch, have been really good to watch. I've been drawn to Brady, his Eric Martsoff acting. I didn't know he had it in him. When he reaches out, when Nicole reaches out to him, and he just cries like that, I'm like, wow, it was so real to me. And I don't mind being a little personal about it, but you know, my uncle has an addiction, and they are playing it so true. The things that the people go through, the ones that love you go through that. They lie to you, and you love them and you want to trust them, but you can't. In this case, you know, Brady has money. My uncle didn't, or my uncle doesn't. So you know, when he would come over, I was like, my nephew needs some gas money or something like that, and you do that, and, you know, you kind of like, you don't want to help him, but you feel bad at the same time, you know, because you don't know if it's genuine. You know, there's no amount of AAs or classes or whatever you want to call it for someone to go and do all that. It really takes a lot more than that. So kudos today for doing that. I definitely did not know that Eric Martsoff had it in him. I tell you,
that was a wonderful
thing.
Yeah.
It really did. And the acting overall was pretty good in general. I'm kind of waiting for this whole Nick thing to kind of come to fruition. Gabby's getting on my nerves.
Who is Gabby?
Yes. I can kind of see why. You know, Sammy and Kate, they're so cool about it. Hey, I killed a person. You know, they ain't, you know, that's nothing to it. But Gabby, oh my God, you just talked to Nick. My mom always used to say, you know, if you're gonna do dirt, make sure that no one else is around to see you do it, so you can't commit to anything. But this girl right here is a liability, if I can say that to police.
They might need to kill her.
Just crazy. But, you know, nevertheless, you know, it's a show, and, you know, everybody has their part to play, regardless if, you know, if we, the fans, like it or not. Everybody's doing a superior job in that aspect with their acting. I do wish we could see more of the older folk. I love Maggie's the way they're weaving her in the Brady story, because here again we have someone that is that knows addiction and knows what it's about, and so we get this. It's like the close up. This is what we're seeing, and we're seeing what is doing to Maggie, and that's really touching to me. Like I said, you know, I'm very very partial to that story because I'm familiar with it. So that's nice to see. I do want to see. Like I said, more of the older folk, I think they kind of put Justin and Adrian on ice for a minute. Well, I like to see them. I think they had a story, and they kind of just, like, was on ice, kind of just put them on ice for a minute and that sort of thing. I'm ready for the Hope story to get started. I think what they did was, I think originally her and Vargas were supposed to be together. I do love you, Sean Douglas. Y'all follow him if y'all not. I was just told to say that. But anyway.
Vargas.
Yes, I love him. but I think what they end up doing was I think they kind of waited, and then now that this new guy's on, he's supposed to be a part of the Hope story, whatever that is. Or what it's supposed to be. Since JJ is going to ruin things between this new guy and Jennifer, or she might just ruin it herself because she hasn't got over Daniel. So you know, it's just the same old thing with that. I really think they're trying to really figure out what to actually do with Daniel and Jennifer since Jack is not in the picture. You know, I think one thing they could have did to rectify the whole situation was to really bring Jack back. I mean, you brought him back just to kill him off again. I mean, and I know that that had probably, I don't know if that was the previous writing staff doing that or if it's the one that we see now. But, you know, it would have had more of a payoff with the whole story about, you know, Jack raping Kayla and all of that stuff, or whoever he did rape Kayla, right?
Yes.
Okay. It would have been more of a payoff if he was actually there and they confronted each other along with
right.
JJ, because JJ had a hard time with that and kind of went to the left for a minute. So, you know, that was a missing. That could have really paid off for them even bigger than what they did with that particularly. So Jack would have still been on there, which would have, in my opinion, been a whole lot better. I don't know if we would ever totally like Jennifer, but I think that we would tolerate her and Jack been together because there's history there. And so, you know, it's one of those things you just don't mess with. You know, when you have a power couple like that, you just don't mess with it. I mean, that's just like Nikki and Victor. You just don't mess with it. Or DJ and Sammy. You know, although it wasn't – although at first we didn't like EJ, now I see, you know, him and Sammy totally. It's a power couple, just like him, Sammy and Lucas, power couple. You know, it's just one of those things you just do not mess with, and that's why they're having so much trouble with Jennifer and Daniel and all those other things, because they're putting people together that don't need to be together. And you know, and I've been very vocal about that, And they need to bring Jack back. What was the reason for them killing him off? It doesn't make sense. And down the elevator shaft. I mean, wow. What a horrible way to get rid of an actor.
Yeah, there certain actors are known to be, you know, him and Teo Penglis. They go always get killed off. They bring him back. The ratings go up and. Yeah, there's some actors they don't treat very well on days. He's one of them. He's coming on many different times.
But Lorraine would have had a wonderful time writing a story for Jack and Jennifer. I just think that it's just extraordinary. And they're so good together, to be honest. Some of Melissa Reese's best acting has been with Jack, Matt Ashford. So, let's see. A lot of airtime this week was for, I think this new guy that they're bringing on, he's from GH, I think. I think he may have something to do with Jordan. I'm not really sure.
Who are you talking about?
Who?
Cosgrove. Is that his name?
Oh. Yeah, I don't think he's involved with the Jordan stories. But they are bringing on Jade Harlow. That I think she's going to be involved with Kate and Lucas and Jordan and all that.
Well, speaking of Jordan and Lucas, did you guys see those scenes together? Lucas and Jordan, there's
cute.
A little spark
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't like them.
I said from the beginning I thought she'd be cute with him. And,
yeah.
you know, that's the thing.
Building.
I just don't like, I hate the way the show ruined Rafe and Kate, and I hate how they put these two together, forced them together, and they have no chemistry. So it would be great if, I mean, I wouldn't mind her sticking around if she were with Lucas or with somebody else, like even Brady. I think she'd be cute with Brady, too. I just think it's a total mismatch with Rafe and her.
You know what? And I think there could be a very underhanded reason for that. It has been said that maybe she is the daughter of Kate. But I don't like, how the hell is that possible?
Yeah.
I mean, how many kids are they going to give her? I mean, she has like 16 already.
Well, see, I originally said it would be cool because Chrishell does resemble her. I was thinking it would be kind of cool if my thought was, okay, and this was long time ago I thought about this. I thought it would be kind of cool if the reason she went into physical therapy was because she had been rescued and had, you know, didn't remember her past, but she, you know, basically clean slate, but she built up her life after this tragic accident or something like that and had to have some plastic surgery or something like that to recover, and that she doesn't remember who she is. But it turns out she really is Cassie, and Kate just doesn't recognize her because of the plastic surgery or whatever. So I thought that would be kind of cool, but I don't like where they're going with Rafe. The show totally pissed me off, and they took a story that was hot and had a lot of momentum.
Like, she could be Cassie? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I was thinking a long time ago that it'd be kind of cool if she ended up being Cassie. That would be kind of an interesting twist. But that she didn't know who she was, and they somehow, like when Kate's investigating her, she figures out, leads the trail back to her having some sort of accident where she was, you know, doesn't remember who she is. And she had to have surgery and everything. But I thought, well, that could explain why she went into physical therapy and all that. So I thought that could be like a kind of a cool storyline when I first heard she was coming on. But now that she's been on with Rafe, I just think there's no chemistry there. And so I just think that they've barked up the wrong tree there, and they ruined a perfectly good, fun couple. I mean, if it had just been a bump in the road, I could have handled that. But they totally ruined the story, you know. So, I don't know.
And then I also thought about, you know, maybe they're trying to renew Stefano and Kate. I don't know.
I don't think they're going to go there. And I kind of hope they don't because he's not on very much. I think that would ruin Kate's story potential, in my opinion. But I mean, I think they're kind of talking about each other and stuff, and they've had a few run-ins, and I'll always love State. You know, I always love those two, but I just don't really, I'm not really rooting for them to get back together at this point.
I definitely understand that, you know. She had more chemistry with Roman than she did with Stefano.
She was good. They were good. Roman and Kate were good together too.
I totally like her in the cougar role when it comes to Rafe. I can't wrap my brain around why would they do that. You know, they could have gave Jordan to somebody else. She could have had no connection to anyone in Salem or whatever else. You know, they could have created they did create another character.
My theory is that they had planned to bring her on all along, and that was their plan, and they probably already hired her and everything. And then the rape thing was supposed to just be a blip, and it turned into a much bigger thing than they thought. So I think they wrote for it more, and then they still decided, okay, now we got to still go with our original plan. So, I mean, I'm just guessing here. I'm just looking at the timeline going, okay, all of a sudden they had to put him on ice and put him in a coma for a while, and they have a reason to bring this physical therapist in. But they dragged it out so long, and they just ruined the momentum of everything. I don't know. It just sucks the way that happened. So, I don't know.
You know, and my thing to them, you know, and I hope they're listening because I'm very vocal. I'm very passionate about things of this nature. I was telling them, you know, how is that working for you? You know, it makes a lot of sense. You know, how is it working for you? it's not rocket science. It makes common sense. It's common sense. Give the people what they want. There is a reason why certain shows are doing better than you. Although there's a lot of things that we like that are going on with Days. There's a reason why you are where you are. We're trying to get you to the next level. Yes, you won an Emmy. Yes, but you have to set your sights higher than that. So you have to ask yourself, what can I do to go to the next level? And, you know, which is the one thing I liked about GH, because Ron, I think he's the executive producer, writer, whoever, but what he said was, and I'm paraphrasing, he listens to what the fans are telling them, because it's their show. They're writing, but it's their show. Because guess what? If we don't tune in and we don't watch, you don't have a show. And that's just the truth. And so, So Gary Tomlin, Christopher Whitesell, you know, put on a big boy draws and do it. Do it. Give the fans what they want.
Yep. Well, on that note, hopefully they will continue to give us what we want and give us more of what we want.
Ditto. Yes.
Okay. Well, and hopefully that means Vargas. But anyway, I don't know. Does anybody have, Marianne, did you have anything else you wanted to add? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. The only thing I just want to say was, speaking of GH, just want to let everybody know, I think Tao should be filming sometime next week. I'm not sure the exact day. So that should be coming up, and I think he's coming on the end of the month.
Yep. Very exciting.
Oh, speaking of which, don't the new Will debuts next week?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's coming on. Yeah, Chandler Massey's done now. Next week.
Okay, so Friday was his last episode?
Yeah, Friday was his last.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It should be interesting. I'm actually anticipating him to play it differently. And, you know, not saying that that's a bad or good thing, but, you know, it's going to be interesting to... so I don't know if I like them right off the bat. I'll put it like that.
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
Yeah, it's going to be an. I think it's going to be adjustment for us to accept the new role. I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But that's kind of usually how I am. Most characters I don't like right away.
It takes a while sometimes.
Vargas is one of the few exceptions where I just loved Vargas from minute one, but. Some, it just really depends. It takes a lot longer to warm up sometimes, you know. I don't know. Like JJ, I really like him now, but I didn't like him at first for a long time, actually.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But all righty. Well, thanks for calling in, Kenneth. It was great to hear from you.
No problem. I will be able to do an interview. I'm going to call it the cat out of the bag now. I don't think there's anybody in the chat room that really knows what I've been doing the past couple of months, but I got the opportunity to do American Idol, and I did. I went and my journey started back in the summertime, and they came here to Little Rock actually, and. I auditioned and I made it through a whole lot of different stuff and ended up going to Hollywood, California. I'm one of many that made it. So you know it was validation for me more than anything else, knowing that I am good enough to be in that arena, in this arena as well. So, and more will be coming out about that a little later.
Good. Well,
me and Carrie will get something set up, and we'll do an interview or something like that. And
that will be fun.
You know, and this is for y'all guys' ears only. So I cannot say it enough. You know, don't post anything or anything like that. Not until I don't know if my audition will show or not. But I will tell you this. There is a lot of stuff that people think they know about the show that they really don't know. I was quite turned off afterwards. I would say that because the decisions as far as who goes where and who does what or who's going to stay is not decided by what we think as the voting system. I will say that, and the judges get paid millions of dollars to be a part of what they say is a reality TV show, but it's also scripted. But I will leave that for another time.
That's a nice spoiler. nice tease.
I will say that, you know, because it took me to go out there to find out, you know, that a lot of everything I saw wasn't what it actually was. So in reality, it had nothing to do with talent. I'm gonna say that, and I'm gonna leave it alone. But with that being said, you guys know the gist of it, and when it's time, you know, we'll do interviews and stuff a little later. But just keep that underneath your hat.
All right, definitely.
I'll let you guys know. Right. I love y'all. Okay.
Well, we love you too.
As always.
So glad that you called in, and thanks for all you do with
us. Thanks for calling.
We appreciate you a lot.
Oh, honey.
You have a happy new year, and this year will be an awesome year.
We missed you.
Yeah, this is going to be an awesome year for all of us, you know, and I am so happy that you guys will be on the journey with me. I mean, no matter what happens, it's going to be so awesome because there were times where I wanted to give up on myself, and you girls don't even know this. You guys don't know this, but you girls are lifesavers. You guys saved my life. I just don't know because I mean, I feel like I'm one of y'all now, honey. Sit back on the couch with a cocktail, honey.
Yeah.
You're a diva. You're one of the divas.
You're the diva.
You're a big diva, honey.
You may be the biggest
diva of all.
Y'all ain't no diva like Carrie, honey. That's my girl. You know, I'll pass that. I don't mind sharing. But, hey, I love you guys so much.
I love you guys so much.
I want you guys to know that. And, you know, I'm here with you guys.
Thank you. That's nice to hear.
And, everybody who has not, please follow me, KB Soul. On Twitter, KBSoul365. I don't even know my own handle. That's a shame. but I think it's 365. But anyway, but you can also find me on Facebook as well. I tend to put some inspiring things on there sometimes. And I go by my real name. Which is Kenneth Gaddy, and the last name is spelled G-A-D-D-I-E. So, you know, you guys find me, you know, connect with me, inspire me, and I will inspire you as well.
Good night, and
love you guys again.
Good night. Love you. Bye. Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Aww.
Bye.
Bye, Kenneth.
Aw. So sweet. And thanks to Heather and Jennifer also in the chat room, and Kenneth as well. In the chat room, and I guess that's a great way to end the show tonight, right, Marianne?
Oh yeah.
I'm glad you're able to call
stay
in.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. All right, well, take care.
All right.
Have a good week, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.